So, Steve, goalless, but blimey, you've had some chances again today.
Well, I thought your performance was absolutely super. If you look at the names on a piece of paper that Stuart could call upon, you would be frightened of playing them. But we said we're going to play and we're going to get down and we pass it. And I think probably Stuart will drive home tonight and think he's sitting next to Robin Hood because they've stole a couple of points, haven't they? And a point, because our performance was that good. We've hit the woodwork, we've made the goalkeeper scramble a few times when he sticks a foot out when it looks as if it's gone past him. But we'll keep playing like that, we're not going to change.
From what you've seen today, does it give you faith that the change of plan that you put in a couple of games ago will ultimately work for this team this year?
I don't worry about that. Yeah, and it's good. It'll get better. We've been mucking on this for 2 weeks. So, you know, we'll continue to pass and move and play. And, you know, when time allows us, we'll add some personnel to the playing squad that can fit in and play like that. And that's our aspirations. But it's extremely tough to get points in this league. But, you know, we totally dominated beyond comparison at Cardiff last week and played like that and missed a couple of chances, and we've done it again today, but we're going to play like that.
Unfortunately for the time being though, goal scoring is your Achilles heel at the moment, and it's another blank when you had enough chances, perhaps from many of them from outside the box, however, to get that goal.
Yeah, well, we know we'd all love a goal scorer, but in this league they come at a real premium, don't they? If you want to play, you know, if you want to pay £20,000, £25,000 a week, then you'll get a goal scorer. You know, we're not that club, so we're going to have to go and, you know, we're going to have to go and find one that that we believe can do it. You know, I didn't see too many people going and signing Ledesma and James and Wooten and people like that, and Tom Lawrence, who I thought today was just simply stunning. I didn't see too many people at those managers' doors, so. But we'll keep going and try and find them.
I suppose between now and January, it's how you get through to that stage to get some goals out of this group, first of all.
Oh, we'll get goals. You know, it's come off the woodwork today. The goalkeepers had an absolute wonder save for Forest. They've had a couple of great blocks defensively as well. And I know Nottingham Forest have gone through a spell where they've started really well and then they've lost a few games. I don't think they'll have been outpassed and outmoved around like that too many times this season, despite losing sometimes by two or three goals. I think we were just in a, you know, far better than them today. But, you know, you look at the resources and you know what they've got as a group. For me, as an opposition, they've got the tenacity and the spirit of Stuart Pearce. Mm. And you can tell that when they were throwing the bodies on the line in that last 20 minutes. But I can't sit here and say nothing else other than what I said to the group, that we'll just continue to play like that and we'll pass and we'll move it, and we have to believe that whoever above us at the minute who governs this planet is not allowing us to score a goal, because we're getting everything to go against us, then we have to walk through that.
Conversely, two clean sheets in the last two games, and I would imagine today, yes, they scored but had the goal disallowed, but Adam Collin hasn't had a great deal to do again.
Well, he said, I don't remember having anything to do really apart from basic catches and a few set plays that they've whipped in. I don't remember coming away and thinking I've seen Britt miss a chance or I've seen the Bob Lester miss a chance. I don't remember it, but I'll look at the DVD as I always do, Andy, and review it. But we were solid, we had a good shape, we passed and we moved it around, and we're far, far away from where we need to be and where we want to be. But in 2 weeks that we've been working on the shape and the style, then it's been vastly encouraging. And the message to supporters, I think your supporters have loved that today. They've not seen a Rotherham team pass it and move it like that. But they're going to see more of it.
Have you actively gone after the defensive side of things? I know you've sat in here before and spoken about, you know, mistakes, people switching off, etc. Well, now you've got two clean sheets in the last two games.
I think it makes a little bit easier when you've got boys in front of the back four who could keep the ball a little bit and they could pass it around and take the sting out of the game when they have to. We must have gone left to right and right to left so many times today. It was quite frightening. Our penetration all over the pitch and trying to get through Nottingham Forest was excellent. But we'll continue to work on it. You know, I'm delighted we had them, of course, in the back four, but they got a fantastic shift by the four or five lads in front of them.
As it happens, there's more distance between yourselves and the relegation zone now than there was at the start of play today, so it all helps, doesn't it?
The last time I looked down in a league table, I must have been six, because I supported Glasgow Celtic all my life, so I only ever looked at one place. And when you've 8 or 9 promotions in 10, 11 years, then you tend to be looking up. We're always looking up. We're 3 or 4 points away from being up near a mid-table, and everyone who's watched us at Cardiff and everyone who's watched us today, knowing this is a Rotherham United side who are playing exceptionally well. I'd settle next week for playing poorly and winning 1-0, because we know we have to win games. But it's really reassuring when you see these boys pass it, move it in training, and then take it onto a stage like today. And it was a fantastic atmosphere. Credit to to not only the Miller support, but to the Nottingham Forest supporters as well, who I know they support a huge club, but they were brilliant today. What an atmosphere to play a football match in.
And that's it. So two final points from me. Yes, Wigan next week below you in the table, Huddersfield pending, Blackpool just around the corner. As things go, it's a huge period for this team.
Well, it'll be a huge period now, and I don't see any different in January. I'm not seeing any different in February. I think they are huge periods. You know, we've made such staggering progress in 2 years, and we're working extremely hard to make sure that progress settles and continues. And, you know, I look forward to going to Wigan. When you're playing like that, you look forward to playing anywhere. I look forward to watching these kids in training. This is a team of babes. There's no 33, 34-year-olds coming in low, and this is a team of youngsters that we work hard on the training ground, and we ask them to pass it and move it and keep it. And you know what? There were some mistakes today and give it away in poor areas. But you're going to have to live with that because they can't have 100% accuracy. But in periods today, some of our 1 or 2 touch passing was quite stunning to watch.
Final one. Injury-wise, on the fitness front, are you going to get Frecklington back potentially involved next week?
Yeah, we've been smashed all season with injuries to key players, as you know. You know, today we couldn't pick Lee Frecklington because of illness. He's actually fit. But because of illness, we didn't have a fitness coach because of illness. We had no Matt Derbyshire because he's a little knee injury that he picked up last week. He should be comfortably fit for midweek. You know, there's Anthony Wadsworth. You know, there's players in our squad that we've not been able to call on. But what do? We don't come out and make excuses like others did in this championship. We just dig our heels in and get on with it.
Actually, sorry, the real final one. We spoke the other day about Becchio. He's supposedly going to start training next week at Norwich. If he has a successful 3 or 4 days, will you get a decision next week as to whether he comes back?
Well, I'll make the decision. No one else. He's contracted here to the, I think it's to the first, second week in January, whenever it is, and we'll make the decision. But I have to obviously take the guidance and the expertise of the medical staff at Norwich City, and it would only be right then that my medical team would guide me through it. But if Luciano, who I've been speaking to regularly, is fit to play and contribute, he'll be coming back. But, you know, we'd love to see him back, but it doesn't mean he's the only striker that Rotherham United has a little eyes on at the minute.